Hello, America. I'm Dr. Bryke in Palm Beach, Florida, and welcome to the Veterans Health Forum. My co-host today in our transatlantic studio is Dr. Koscheck. Hi, Marco.
Hi, Florian. Hi, everybody.
How is Slovenia today?
Well, it is Sunday evening. I would say people return from, let's say, short vacations. It was very pleasant weather for last 2 days. A lot of people are already, the temperatures are nice, 30 plus or around 30. People were, already visiting coast. And tomorrow is the beginning of the week. So basically everything is more or less normal at the moment. Of course, we had, if you asking about some specifics, then we had today European Elections Day. And this was also what was bringing a lot of people to the polls to actually to vote for the best parties in European Union.
I see. Well, let me introduce today's episode of our podcasting dedicated to the life and health of our veterans. Will be about a magic word in balneo medicine, which is called the cure. We'll be talking about what a cure is, and more specific, what will be the proper time of the year to go on the cure. So I will introduce right briefly a couple of, to use a German expression, Stichworts, in other words, a couple of special wordings.
Keywords.
Stichworts, yeah.
Yeah.
Discussing here. First of all, what is the definition of a cure? Then the vacation versus a cure, the characteristics of a cure, and then we go specific into the medical cure. Then are we going year around to recommend a cure or specific timing? And then finally, we'll be talking about the return to the cure, because that is a very particular thing just for the medical cure. So we have a lot of material in here. Let's plow in. Let's see how we go about it. Marco, one word from you, please, to get me started here.
What did you say? Shall I offer you my understanding of what is cure?
I will very much appreciate it. First of all, to our audience, we are dealing here with two separate parts of the equation. Marco is a university professor in tourism and in renewable tourism and vernacular tourism and so on. So he's the specialist in travel, and I'm the doctor, so the medical part of the course. So here we go, Marco. Sorry.
Okay. Well, as I said, thank you for giving this specific. I am not specialist in medicine, but in my life, it happens that I needed myself kind of cure or treatment. Now, let's see what is the difference, how I got it in this prospect. I've been injured. I had a replacement of hips, basically. And in Slovenia, we have very good spas, as you already know, Florian, you had been visiting us, where you get absolutely kind of cure or treatment. Now, cure usually refers to complete restoration of health, while treatment refers to a process of or procedure that leads to an improvement in health or the recovery from injury. So in my case, I was getting certain treatments, exercises, massage, saunas, which helped me to recover after being injured replaced by hips. You know, on the other hand, I also tested myself the detoxination, slimming, and other programs because I wanted to test it on myself that I am able to talk to people. And in this case, of course, it is kind of really, I would say, restoration of health. We got at the beginning special examination on all aspects provided by professional doctors. Although you are in spa and you got blood tests and everything, and of course then the treatment was, for instance, in my case, to go on the very healthy special diet, beginning from the raw food down to the let's say juices or vegetable soups only, you know. And this really helped to restore the health conditions, the evidence, the weight, everything was in very positive trend. So basically these are, in short, my experience, but we will elaborate more, of course.
Yeah, so when we are talking about the word cure, or C-U-R-E, as our friend Professor Resch will explain in the future, the word was introduced in the English language possibly in the late 17th, 18th century, and it was more or less connected to another characteristic of that period of time. It was called the Grand Tour. Now, the Grand Tour was a particular British development, most likely 19th century and so forth, 18th century also, traveling through Europe. They were literally sick of the British climate, gray air, gray skies and rain and so on. They wanted to see Europe and sunny and so on. So they started with south of France, with Italy, Spain, and later on they went to Greece and so on. That's called the Grand Tour. So in the process of Grand Tour, they visited different communities, particularly like in Italy, in Spain. You have villages, you have old, ancient, traditional bath places, the Roman mineral water springs and so on, right? So they were confronted with those kind of core atmosphere, core tradition, core elements, and they were fascinated with that. So the word core comes from curare in Latin, which means healing, as you said. Yep. Well, healing using the natural sources, whatever the nature gave us before the pharmaceutic era. Okay,
absolutely.
So that's what we had, right? We didn't have anything else. So so the core means, like in German, is written K-U-R, same meaning, healing, but in the sense of a social event. It's very difficult to quantify the meaning of the word. It's not going into a hospital. It's not going into a sterile environment, spending your vacation in a bedroom and so on. That's not what we are talking about.
Absolutely.
We are talking about a health vacation. If you go to the word cure and say, well, how best I can explain that? Well, I would say it's a health vacation. It's an active, beautiful time, probably the best time of your lifetime. It's a social event. You are going into a particular resort, into a particular area. Sometimes you have been there before, because we'll talk at the end about the returning to the core and so on. It's designed by medical professionals, and it's to influence positively your health.
Mm. If you allow me, I can add small part from my side. Actually, cure also means care. To care means to somehow, as you said, help you to recover, to come back from a certain let's say stage, be it physical, be it mental. So cure is absolutely not just physical. And as you mentioned before, this modern balneology and spas which are offering this are providing kind of complete treatment from the point of mental, spiritual, physical, and all kinds of aspects in one program, in one package.
Yeah.
And I think this is important, that you are coming to some pleasant environment. Normally in Slovenia would be green. All and majority of our spas are in out of urban centers, you go really in open space where you are able to enjoy the local kind of cuisine, exercise on the fresh air, depend on, of course, of the part of the year, but also, of course, some indoor treatments, be it in the pool, be it in the gym, and all together combined with some cultural events, some program, some discussions, sometimes yoga, meditation, whatever. So which at the end of the day makes the change from your and offers you a challenge to change your lifestyle, because basically by this you are challenged to change your lifestyle and become more responsible towards yourself, I would say.
Yeah, and it's an interesting thing about the lifestyle, okay? Because Carl, Professor Resch, it's pretty much, and he was going to hear the recording, he will see our recording and so on, and I hope he doesn't combat what I'm saying right now, but he is not, I believe, in favor of a radical lifestyle change, because as he puts it, it has to happen by itself. In other words, you are not like a smoker who says, I'm not going to smoke starting tomorrow. So you do not create psychological pressure on you to change your lifestyle. Yeah. The lifestyle, what you are experiencing in those core times, it imposes itself on you in a very pleasant way. In other words, you are subscribing to it on your own free will.
Absolutely. Okay?
So,
absolutely.
And you see the benefits of what's happening with the way how you spend your days on the court. Now, as the court progresses, as the new habits are creeping in, it will be very interesting to observe how much of your lifestyle change from the core you will be able to preserve by coming home.
Absolutely.
How much of that will be incorporated in your domestic, in your returning home life?
This is actually the challenge I was talking about. Absolutely. Right. It is a process. It is a process. And as you announced already in the beginning, we will be talking about repeating sessions. And this is important to understand that not one treatment will give you the final and satisfactory stage. But I must say, on the other side, testing it on myself, that 5-day cure already show some indications of changes. And I think this is important. Yeah. And important is also that you are 24/7 under the control, so to speak, or under the management of experienced people who, and you are, it all program is tailor-made. Basically specially prepared for you, because you get, as I said, these examinations which then prescribe the steps for your exercises and everything. So it is absolutely this to be understood.
And so I will argue the fact that the core is not a stale, boring medical time. It's an active vacation with a goal of making your health better, encouraging certain developments in your diet, in your lifestyle, and everything, and it's incorporating also crucial changes which can make you manage your chronic conditions in the future much better. This is the basic idea of the biomedical core. In other words, a healthy vacation, a desirable time, a very productive time in a sense of de-stressing, detoxification, managing your health better, and so on, but done without any forceful reshaping of what you're doing, and it is a social event as well.
Absolutely. Let me offer you a small anecdote from my, stay in the Slovenian Spas Mariške Toplice, which you know and visit. Basically, the program which I tested was offered to the business people, you know, to somehow recover from the stress and pressure of the business life and so forth. And the lady who is main nutritionist in the spa, Janja, she said, I personally address and welcome everybody. I explain that this is part of changing also some habits, which are really those that not contribute the best to the to the to the stage in which you came right there, you see. And basically, with the first day with the meals, she saw that the people are enjoying the meal, or if you want, eating the meal and watching their mobile phones at the same time, mm-hmm. which is the probably the habit they have from home. Right. And she said, please, this is a little bit out of the we would encourage you concentrate on what you are eating, enjoy, taste every bite. And second day when the gentleman was still seeing this, she said, look, I, for your sake, I will take your mobile for while you are eating. And then in the day 3-4, the gentleman didn't need the mobile phone anymore. You see, I mean, this is anecdote, small thing, but also important part to if you really want and you if you really decided to take such treatment, this is part of the story at the end of the day.
No, it's actually extremely important. Because that's what people do normally in our lifetime. You do not spend a minute without a phone in your hand. So you are layering after layering of activities on top of each other in the same small period in 1 minute. So in the past, people will go and meet for lunch, meet for later in the afternoon for dinner and so on, and spend a good portion of their lives in front of the food and table. Today we don't do it. We're eating 5 minutes,
and absolutely.
Even in that 5 minutes, you're still using your mind for something else.
Let's just look at the photo at your back.
Yes, exactly. This is my background right there.
Your background. Yes. This is exactly the thing we are talking here in Europe,
right?
People taking time in no stress. Okay, they enjoy in the healing water, but also we can see that they are enjoying a site and being somehow occupied with certain activities, talking, yeah, eating, debating, and blah blah blah. And this is, I think, the situation where we want that patients, or if you want, people who would decide for this, understand what we are talking about.
Yes, it's therefore you go on a cure with your family. You even invite friends to go with you, because the entire activity of getting healthier or taking care of your health problems could have a major social impact on everything. In other words, you are stimulating yourself and your activities and what you're doing there by watching your friends, by doing it in a group. That's why people cycle in group. That's why people do yoga in groups. That's why people do
Nordic walk in a group,
and so on. Because it has to be a pleasant event. It has to be, in the past. I mean, I remember the stories of my great grandmother and so on. She used to go every year to Biarritz. That's the very southwest part of France, just in the Basque land, just the borders with Spain. And they will find over there friends who are going to meet at the same time of the year, spend the vacation together over decades, okay? That was the way how they perceive going on cure, right?
So absolutely.
Let me move on to the other subject here, vacation versus cure.
what you said now of getting there with the family or friends is actually offering the choice to the let's say the one who will be in the cure and the rest of the family who could take leisure or if you want vacation. And Slovenian spas and I'm sure that also a lot of spas in Europe are prepared for this, whilst on one side there'll be program for some kind of, let's say, action, cure and so forth, but also for the social part, which of course wife or children can enjoy. And this would be specially tailor-made for all family. So the activities are divided. One is in the let's say, kind of exercise room or on the walk, whilst the spouse could go to, I don't know, shopping or visiting local craftsmen to see what the local traditions are and so forth. So basically, this is absolutely clear. Vacation actually mean leisurely doing some free time, spending free time with no obligations. Whilst you are on cure, you will have the program, you will have the timetable on which you should perform in order to improve your condition.
So in other words, if we are talking about vacation versus cure, in the cure, you will share the time, you will have your free time, you will have your, say, 60, more than 65%. You will do whatever you are pleased to do within the regulations of or the advice of your physicians. Obviously,
that's right.
If you are a cardiac patient, they were not going to tell you to wander on the mountains like you have behind you and getting out of breath and getting a heart attack. And so on. They were not going to recommend you to take a 30 miles bicycle, tour,
yeah.
And so on. So they will tailor it for your conditions.
Absolutely.
If you are a healthy person going to lose weight, to do this, to de-stress and so on, there will be other criteria. But
absolutely,
basically, the medical doctors will provide you with a plausible and beneficial program for your activities. And in a pure vacation, when you don't have a cure and so on, you do as you're pleased, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But the difference is, of course, if I will take my vacation time to go on a cure, now I'm doing my vacation plus taking care of my health.
That's the absolutely the important part. And if we are talking about the health travel and basically the things which now drives people to travel, because in many
right.
situations you now also are choosing the destination to improve your health condition, be it from the point of stress, be it from the point of improving your teeth, for instance, so all this is now driving, and I believe that this trend is very much increasing. We see new destinations here in Europe where people are coming, and beside mending their kind of spiritual or physical health, also enjoying the social life of the destination, basically.
And particularly now, if we refer to a veteran from America who already crossed the Atlantic, then you can say very simply, I mean, let's just say your cure is 2 to 3 weeks, something like that. Okay?
That's something. Now, that's the normal.
The
and
normal.
I think that somebody flying from America, this would be really kind of, I would say 3 weeks would be minimum. Really.
Right. Right. So let's just say your program, your cure program is 2 to 3 weeks, right? After that, of course, why not taking another week of traveling around, exploring the neighborhood or going into in another country? I mean, if you, for instance, you are in Slovenia, right in there, you can go Austria, Switzerland, Italy, Hungary, wherever you want to go, right? Go down to Croatia, to the Dalmatian coast and so forth. So in other words, you are in the mountains, you're on the Mediterranean coast, within 6 hours reach by car or by train or whatever. So why not taking both the core vacation and the vacation, right?
Absolutely.
So in other
absolutely.
Words, you have the options. So
when you are in the destination, and this means Europe, then basically, look, Ljubljana, Munich is 500 kilometers. Ljubljana Split is 500 kilometers. Basically, you are one step away from all these things. And this is also a possibility so that you really see, a little bit of the cultural or natural experience beside being on the treatment or cure.
Right. So talking about now to move to the next point, seeing the core characteristics. What are the characteristics of the core? So I would just very briefly, without trying to be too theoretical about it. First of all, we are talking about the location. The location is a biomedical location. It's a spot, it's a town, it's a village, it's a resort town, which in many cases have been in healing industry, if you call it, since 2000 years, since the Roman times. Some of them are more modern, some of them are just discovered now, as I found last week from friends of ours in Croatia. They were drilling for oil and they found thermal waters. So in other words, new springs of waters and so on, but the old ones are since many, many decades, centuries, and even millennia. Like if we go to Bath in England, still functioning today, the Roman old Bath town, so on. So in other words, is the location is the quintessential point of the core. Then you have the ambient atmosphere. You go into the mountains like you have in the background there, or you go to the sea, which is called now the sea medicine, the thalasso medicine. Thalasso, particularly promoted by the French biomedicine on the French Riviera. So you have the seawater, you have the sea atmosphere, or you have the alpine, high in the altitude, complete two separate entities answering separate conditions of the patient, right? So those are characteristics, as you said, the cultural characteristic, the food, the traditions of the local environment. So all those experiences are all in the same pot. In other words,
absolutely.
And what, then you have naturally, give me just 1 second here to continue with one thing. The quintessential part of it is now, why are you on the court? What is your medical condition? So that will give you also the characteristic of the place you go to the court. In other words, is it gastrointestinal? Is it respiratory? Is it endocrine? Is it skin care? Is it distressing? Is it mental situation? Is it detoxification? So all those little things, or not little, or important things in your health are determining the characteristic of the location where you go.
Absolutely. This means that whatever is your problem, you will find the destination with the medical center, which will absolutely be the most specialized, the best in the. I think we have a lot of option here between European countries where we are now in the network. And as you said, you can go and drink donut water, which treats your gastro part, or you simply exercise in a mineral water, which improves your moving ability, locomotive kind of system. Or you, if you have skin problems, enjoy the fungo treatment with special mats and herbs in combination, or you inhale. So as you rightly said, this is the variety, the big range of the choice which could be part of your let's say cure.
Or for the respiratory problems, also the radon gas therapies, like they have in Bulgaria, in a particular area not far away from the capital, Sofia, in the very high altitude in the mountains. They have a location where it's the concentration of radon gas in the atmosphere is very high. Okay. So again, that is all medically induced and medically monitored programs for people with respiratory problems. Mm-hmm. Or they have caves. I believe even in Hungary, they have radon caves where patients are going to breathe particular concentration of radon and different other gases for respiratory problems and so on. So it's a very, the characteristics of a cure are extremely unique. They can be general, okay? Yeah. You go distressing, you go detoxification and so on. You are not sick per se. You are not taking care of a chronic disease. You're just improving your existing health condition. That's all right. You can visit different locations and you can go all over the place and experience every time a different location. Or you are taking care of a particular chronic problem, then your doctors will steer you to those particular very highly specialized resorts.
Yeah. Well, you see, I think it's worth to say that majority of these things are important also as a part of preventive programs. So not that you are waiting that you get sick or with the problems, but that you recognize that, especially when people are getting aging, you know, that basically means older you are, you have more also opportunities that you get some certain problem. But if you regularly go on the treatment or cure whilst you are still fit, of course, this will give you the longer option that you will stay fit, that you will basically in such condition be more immune to any kind of disease which might take you. You know, so basically, this is also important to say. You know,
like a health refocusing program.
Absolutely. And I must say that at least here in my country, in Slovenia, we are encouraging this preventive program rather than curative program when you are already in a problem, you know.
Yes. I mentioned in the previous podcast the fact that the French government is subsidizing, is paying for, I believe, 10 days or 2 weeks vacation to all the state employees, biomedical vacation since 1948.
This is very, very special, I must say.
Yes.
Now, with the collapse of maybe some public system in some countries, I can say also including Slovenia, this is probably not the case. But on the other hand, a lot of private companies are sending their employees for such treatments and programs.
It only proves that the French example for me only proves that the benefits of the biomedical cure has been established scientifically long time ago.
That's right.
It's beyond any debate. It's not something like we are trying to promote out of the thin air. I mean, the fact that the government of France it's went to such an enormous, expenditure for their state employees is a huge example. It's a huge example.
Absolutely.
So going back on the medical core, what is the medical core? So I think we touched pretty much a lot on that subject, but just to enumerate, a medical core will be a program designed by specialists. So how will this play out for an American veteran? So an American veteran will have his American doctor. He already has a house physician. He has already the VA doctor, the veteran doctor who knows him, who treats him for whatever chronic problems, mental problems, stress problems, post-COVID problems, whatever problems. So the doctor has a file on him. The veteran knows his conditions. The veteran finds about us, finds about the VRP program, and says, okay, I would like to go on your program. I would like to take advantage of what balneo medicine can do for me. So now, with the help of his file, with the help of his medical records, with the help of his proven medical condition, the VRP doctors or the doctors in Europe will communicate with his American doctor, and together they will find the best possible location. They will design the best possible medical cure. In other words, we will have initially a general idea of what the patient is or should be interested into, and then from that general idea, specific programs will be developed. Okay, specific resorts will be located. Yeah. Okay, and once you locate gastrointestinal, again, the donut mineral water rich in sulfur and so on. Okay, now we know the patient needs that kind of help into that direction, say gastrointestinal, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we will not definitely recommend him to go for Rodon therapy or to go for a respiratory area. You will gonna recommend him to go there where those centers are specialized into gastrointestinal problems. Because that's where, so that's where the medical core is coming into its own. In other words, a medically designed program, which will be a vacation, but will attempt to reach its maximum goal of bringing the patient to the recognition that indeed balneo medicine can do miracles for me.
Okay. Yeah, I would say, of course, after the arrival and the start of the treatment, there are always examination centers here which will individually go with each patient through his condition, and on the basis of the tests and results, the tailor-made program would be prescribed. But of course, the beginning is, as you explained, the link between American and our doctors here in the SPAS to find the best location for the particular the issue which is experienced by patient.
Right, and then the core. The core results in the European centers will be, of course, emailed, sent, medical record transferred to the American doctor. So now the American doctor who is treating the veteran on a American soil, on a, you know, 90% of his life in America, because he will be home, knows exactly what the protocol was in those courts in Europe, in court places in Europe, and will know in connection with his European colleagues how to mimic within the possibilities of domestic, reality to mimic an as close as possible program while the patient is home. Mm-hmm. And then we'll come back to say about the returning to the core in our last phase of discussion. So that's pretty much the point of medical core. Yes, it's a vacation, but under medical recommendation.
Absolutely right.
So the next thing is, now we're coming to the two things in here. When to go to the core? What part of the year is the most important?
Well, I would say this is not the, as we said, although we could offer the kind of leisure vacation, but it is already responsible behavior or poor treatment in the certain period of time. And my experience here also from the point of general tourism would be that this absolutely is not the summer months. I'm talking about June, July, August, maybe. This is also where the peak of the season is. All other guests would be there, and at the end of the day, you also need a little bit of focus. So I would say all but this. Of course, there are certain parts of the year like Christmas and maybe bank holidays, which also brings more people to the spas with other priorities. But basically all year around otherwise. And at the end of the day, in Germany, for instance, I'm not an expert for Germany, but a lot of German tourists are traveling away from the country for Mediterranean or sea sites. So maybe in Germany, the spas are more empty then. And maybe also that period of the time. In Slovenia, this is the case, as I explained. So this is where I would say, yes, in all year around, but try to avoid. And also one of the problem that the staff, which is offering, the experience by treatments, by physicians, nutritionists and others are on the holidays, family holidays during these 3 months. So it's likely that from September till end of May, beginning of June, this is the best period to come.
So it's also logical because in off season, the prices are much lower.
Also.
The attention on the patient is much higher.
Absolutely.
Because you don't have to cater to a huge volume of tourists.
Travel conditions,
conditions are different, right?
Bear in mind the planes, which are crowded during the summer season.
Exactly. Now, if we are talking about that, yes, the transatlantic travel will be naturally way more comfortable when you are outside of the main vacation time. Also, generally speaking, because that was the difference in here, and I talked to Professor Resch, year-round versus specific times. From the medical point of view, year-round, it's a perfect option. So I don't have a restriction for any part of the year. Practically, yes, we have the June, July, August, even September, when non-medically speaking, you are better off not to go in those period of time. Now, on the other hand, it's also depending upon your medical condition. Because if you are a cardiac patient or patients suffering from different allergies and so on, now that is another point of view. Now you have to figure out if I'm going for thalasso medicine, would I go in summer in the super hot season?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. If I'm going to go into high mountains altitude, would I go in there late fall or very early spring? Probably not. So again, it's a difference between my personal condition, my medical condition, and where I am heading for.
Absolutely. Right? But I think that if we conclude in general, this is the window which would be probably the best time to come, really.
Right.
Because autumn, spring, nicer temperatures, people not stressed with too much visitors and guests, this matters. We want really to offer the best possible experience. It is all individual experience, tailor-made experience, and I think this is the timing where both sides are in a let's say, condition to get and absorb the best from each other, you know, talking about right. the staff and patients.
Right. Now, using your own experience on the island of Vis, which you'll be going in 6 weeks, right?
With this is July. Yeah, this is July.
Exactly. Now, if you go for a de-stressing time, you're certainly not going to go in high summer, right?
No. The reason, to be honest, why we go on this on in July is because our children had the school vacations.
Exactly.
And this is the only time where you can go.
Right,
but now the children are growing, and I think that probably in a year or two, my preference would be September. And this is absolutely much more quiet time. Still, everything is functioning. Temperatures are excellent. For instance, if you have skin problems, you cannot be on the sun now from 10 to 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. In September, all day around, you are there, you enjoy. Temperatures of the sea are still great. So this is the situation.
Right. And then distressing, of course, if you are in the middle of the high vacation, that is not an automatic distressing factor, right? If you're off season, it's a complete different situation, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, yes. So I'm coming down to, so basically, again, year-round possible, but depending of your medical condition, depending of your doctor's advice, depending of the location you are heading
to, the destination, yes.
The destination, depending of the two parts of the biomedical program, north of the Alps and Mediterranean. Those two things in there, they have their own specific entire geographical, climatic, and yearly characteristics.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that should be in, so to speak, in your doctor's hands when you go and to get the maximum effect of your medical vacation. The last point of ours, returning to Kur. Okay.
Well, we know that God didn't make the world in one day.
Yes.
Means we need a process. We need a sequence, you know.
Right.
And also in this case, I believe it is the same. It would be. I mean, not wise to say that yes, you come there. There is a magic stick. Zack, you will become 20 years younger and beautiful and whatever. No, it is a process. It is also your responsibility. Nobody can do as much as for you as yourself. No doctor, no medication, no treatment. So here are we talking, this is what I had in mind at the beginning, about your responsibility. Are you really determined? Are you really committed that you will really enjoy this and do it? It will be sometimes hard. It will be also moments where you maybe regret that you come. But when you overcome this in the group, together with colleagues who are in the same treatment, and this always helps, I believe the final result pays off. And this is what I would say. It is repetitive sessions. Now, again, how many, how long, it's in the hand of your doctors and also in your own hands, depending in what condition you are.
I think that the first visit to the resort or to the, you know, as the Germans will call it, the Kurort. Kurort means in translation, the place of Kurort, the place of Kur, or to use the classical word resort. The first visit to the resort is when you really fall in love with the area or not. We debated in the past, you know, over the years, we debated in the past the possibility of taking the patient, again, respiratory patient, to use an example, and bringing him to different times of the year to different locations and let him number one, see what is the maximum result on his health and what he enjoys most. Okay, because all those places will have their own characteristics, as we talked about. So somewhere in your process of selection, you will come to the place where you will say, I feel home here.
Important.
And even if you visit many of them, and some of them are even more beautiful, some of them are excellent, even, I don't want to say better for your health, but in the same direction, you may come to a point where you say, that's the place I want to be, I want to have a second home. So that would be automatically from you, the place you will return year for year for year. Now, as we know, medically speaking, different afflictions will require more or less many returns. So permanent returns. So therefore, you can be twice a year, three times a year to the same place, or once a year, depending. Because if once a year is more than enough for you, if twice a year is what you want, and three times a year is what you can afford, right? What is good for you, what you want, and what you can afford, then the more the better. Because obviously, and I'm finishing right now, obviously you being home didn't help you up to this point. So you are looking for help. So now if Bad Nauheim in Germany by Frankfurt is the place I consider to be ideal for me, and I can, then by all means, I'm going to return.
Well, it is important that we understand that treatment is successful, or at least under the experience, if you step out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
You must step out of your comfort zone in a way, and this means change of lifestyle. I'm not talking now turning your life around, but you know, different, because it is obvious that you, with the present lifestyle, you are not doing well, you know, and this means that this is the challenge, of course. And you see, as you said, especially with travel and in tourism, we know that people are making experience. By being in touch with somebody, maybe your physician, maybe your doctor, you will feel, yes, I can trust this person. This is really important for me. He can do a lot for me. And in such cases, yes, you will decide for this destination. Maybe sometimes you will fall in love with the greenery of the area. Maybe you enjoy that more. Or maybe with the gastronomy, with good wine, which goes along with the gastronomy, etc., etc. So all these points are there. And of course, also, I would say, at least from on the based on the experience here, I see that people are returning at least once a year. I'm talking about international guests.
Yes.
Every certain period, every spring or every autumn, they are here for certain treatment. And this is probably the way. But of course, if there are more severe, more serious things, then of course maybe you will need at the beginning to come twice, and then later on you can reduce this, or every second year, you know, whatever, again depends on the individual.
Right, when you were starting talking, for a brief moment, I came to anecdotal stuff from one of my veterans. I know he's a local patient of mine, and he says, you mean to say that eventually the biomedical program will change my lifestyle? So I said, pretty much so. So yeah. He says, well, in other words, if I'm going weekends to shoot on squirrels, should I shoot now on rabbits instead? And I said, no, maybe you shouldn't smell the flowers and not try to kill any rabbits.
Or maybe you should take your camera and shoot.
And shoot with a camera instead of your gun. He said, yes, it makes perfect sense. So instead of going after squirrels, we'll go after rabbits. So no, I think that the lifestyle lifestyle change is growing very slowly on you. without requiring a sustained effort.
Absolutely.
Okay, so in other words, if I will be landing on a small island in the Pacific, like the proverbial story of Robinson Crusoe and so on, and I'm away from the civilization, and this is what I'm looking at around me, some coconuts, some fish, some whatever, the lifestyle will impose on myself. I mean, that's it, right?
Yeah.
So it is not the same with balneo medicine. With balneo medicine is your desire to improve your health. So if the lifestyle change happens in moderation, slowly, but also quite impressively, and you don't suffer about it, then by all means, it's an ideal change.
Absolutely.
And I think
it just comes, the lifestyle, it just comes slowly under your skin. Basically, you don't do this in over the night, no way.
Right.
But step by step, with a little bit of understanding, with a little bit of experience, with a little bit of learning on the mistakes of others also, you know. This is the best, because if you're learning on your own mistakes, it's very painful sometimes, and it costs. So these are the things where I believe we can get the best results.
And I think that once the patient feels the change, once the patient can be motivated himself into the big advantages of the biomedical core, the patient automatically subscribes to it, because you are always going to try to improve your health. You're not going to deliberately try to destroy your health.
Absolutely.
That's very, I mean, I will try to conclude, because I think we covered pretty much everything in here, unless you want to add something. But I would like to conclude here with,
and
I will probably always do that, with the words of the Roman poet Juvenal at the end of the first century AD. He says in Latin, he said, "Orandum est ut sit mensana in corpore sano," which means you should pray for a healthy mind in a healthy body.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I agree.
In other words, it's not a healthy mind. It's a rational mind in a healthy body. So if we can deliver this kind of a thing to our veterans, then, you know, this is our humble contribution to their efforts, to their sacrifices, to their patriotic values, what they put for our country and so on. And I think that this will make many, many veterans benefit out of it.
So, I cannot agree more, Florian.
Yeah. So I thank everybody who tuned into our program, and pretty soon we will have another episode. We will go and try to publish one episode twice a month, and maybe later on we're going to go on demands, what we have, to do it once a week. And we'll present the program as it appears, and we'll go from there. And wish everybody a happy night, and mens sana in corpore sano, you know? healthy mind and a healthy body, right?
That's right. Well, I just wish you to think about these things. And if you would feel that maybe this is the thing you want to explore more, then come back to our discussions.
Well, thank you, Marco. And this concludes our transmission from our transatlantic studio. Thank you, Marco.
Thank you.
See you next week. Bye, Marco.
Bye.
Bye. Ciao.